Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Technology Report and This is America, coming up after As It Is.
Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we tell about small South African stores known as spazas. We report on their efforts to deal with competition from immigrant-owned and foreign retail businesses. Then, we report on how some people are taking action to fight the unemployment crisis in South Africa.
It's hard to find a job. You can't sit and your brains will blast out of your mind because, like, you can't sit and do nothing.
The struggles of small businesses and the jobless in South Africa. Those are our subjects today on As It Is. Informal business sectors make up a large part of South Africa's economy. These stores and services are important for job creation in a country with an unemployment rate of at least 25%. But immigrant-owned and foreign retail companies are increasing their share of the South African market. As Mario Ritter tells us, that has hurt local traders, who operate informal businesses called spazas.
This year I have bought what they call twin server.
John Stioli has owned his spaza for more than 10 years. It is a small gray building in Dube Village in the Soweto area of the capital, Johannesburg. His small store offers many kinds of goods from soap to sweets. Spaza means just getting by. The shops are found in non-white communities where larger, more official stores are not available or are too costly. There are about 100,000 spazas in South Africa. They employ 290,000 people. But few have paid attention to the part these stores can play in creating jobs. Research shows that what is called the informal sector in Africa is very large. Informal workers can be self-employed or wage earners. Last year, the African Development Bank said the informal sector provides about 55% of the economic productivity of African countries south of the Sahara Desert. But business has been slow for Mr. Stioli. He is competing with a nearby store run by a family from Pakistan.
Last day, I am struggling.
South Africa is the only country in the area where refugees and asylum seekers can move freely and have the right to work. South Africa is the only hope of living and working in peace for people who have fled countries like Somalia and Zimbabwe. But reduced profits for native traders and high unemployment rates have caused tensions in the country. Immigrants are accused of taking jobs from South Africans. Some also believe immigrants hurt South African shopkeepers by selling goods at lower prices. In September, more than 100 Somali-owned spazas were attacked during 4 days of unrest in the city of Port Elizabeth. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Thank you. unemployment remains high in South Africa. It is one of the greatest problems for the country's youth. So, many young people are starting their own businesses. But not everyone who opens a business is successful. Job creation was a top goal of the South African government during the first 10 years after the end of the policy of racial separation in 1994. However, little progress has been observed in the struggle to create enough jobs. Officials reported last month that the unemployment rate was 25.2% nationwide. That was up from a rate of 24.1% last year. More than 5 million South Africans are unemployed. If the people who stopped looking for work were included in the report, the rate would be 35.1%. 24-year-old Sibusiso Nkober says he can no longer wait for the government to create a job for him.
It's hard to find a job. You can't sit and your brains will blast out of your mind because, like, you can't sit and do nothing. You can't wait. I have to eat. I have brothers to support. I have a family to feed.
Instead, he and other South Africans like him are creating their own companies. But he says the government's attempts to help small business owners like him, people with just a basic education, are hurt by too many rules.
Coming back from a previously disadvantaged background, you don't have security. Your house is just a small house, and then you go to the bank. You have a great, brilliant idea. You go to the bank. They say they want surety, they want a collateral. What do you have? We have nothing. You can't say, I've got my high school diploma. Here's it. You can't say that. So you actually have to start from the grassroots.
Beginning from grassroots is what Ludwig Marashan did. As a young man, he started businesses in the northern province of Limpopo, a place with high levels of poverty. Some of his businesses failed. But one day, as he and a friend were lying in the sun, he had an idea. His friend did not want to wash up and wondered why no one had created a product to help those who could not or did not want to bathe. A few years later, with little money, Ludwig Marashan created dry bath gel. It saves time for some and helps those who do not have use of clean water themselves.
I scrapped whatever resource I had available. I didn't have a computer or resources like that, so I'd have to use the local computer cafe or internet cafe, where it cost me about $2 an hour to use the internet when I was there, and my allowance per week was about $5. And that was my pocket money and lunch money.
In his last year of high school, he wrote an 8,000-word business plan on a simple telephone and sent it to 80 investors. But none of them would agree to risk their money on a young inventor with a product that they believed mostly helped poor people. So he began looking in other places.
I looked at different sources, the different banking loans and development loans that the government has made available in South Africa for small businesses. And I was unsuccessful. Part of it was the red tape and the amount of bureaucracy involved in trying to access those types of funds. And at the same time, my business wasn't a bankable idea.
So he entered the product into competitions and slowly gained investors. Now, Mr. Marashan holds legal rights to his invention. In fact, he is the youngest patent holder in South Africa. And that's As It Is for today. I'm Christopher Cruz on the Voice of America.